Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts in the industry, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy. At freetalklive.com, we go to your phone calls to start out this hour. We go to Steve in Iowa. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, Ian and Mark and Nick. I enjoy your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Excellent.
I want to talk about something that you guys have brought up about an hour and a half ago, and that was the dissolution of the union, and if that's ever going to eventually happen. And the question I want to ask you is, how do you sell that idea to the typical person on the street? I live in Iowa. How do you convince the typical Iowan that their fate is best left to themselves and not to be
inextricably
connected to those in Florida?
Oh, okay, I see where you're coming from. But if you're just advocating for the dissolution of the union, that's not necessarily advocating for their fate being left up to themselves. That's just advocating that there be 50 state governments or several state governments dividing away from the union. I'm curious.
Which
have
I'm
you
for,
asked
by the way.
People?
I'm for that. I think that's a great idea.
But I'm curious. Have you asked people what they think about the federal government? I mean, have you ever asked the question, what do you feel like you even need the federal government for?
Oh, sure.
Or what are the responses you've gotten?
Well, I mean, most people, I think, would see things your way. I mean, the federal government is a monstrously corrupt, non-functioning entity that we would be best off to do without. But here I am in Iowa. I grow corn. I'm landlocked. Right? I mean, this would be one of many issues that a person might bring up.
It's one of the biggest issues that's come up for me when I've been thinking about it from a practical perspective. People in the middle need a way to be able to trade with the rest of the world.
Wait a minute. Aren't there countries in Europe and Asia and other places that are completely landlocked?
They're usually poor.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Does that have more to do with the fact that they have totalitarian state governments?
Well, I'd like to, before we go on, a lot of the landlocked countries in the world, you pretty much have to take out of the equation most of the dictatorial countries in the world. Look at Rhodesia, for instance. I believe Zimbabwe is what we call it now with
yes.
the hyperinflation. So if you look at Rhodesia back in the 40s, you're talking about a huge producer of grains. Well, not anymore, because they've had dictatorial regimes.
But they're also severed from having a direct trade route with the rest of the world, because the British Empire controlled South Africa. Rhodesia, or Zimbabwe, had a direct route to get its goods to market because it was part of the British Empire. So the idea, one of the reasons that the Union was first created was the concern that the states would put up trade barriers and tariffs between each other.
Are they going to start shooting down airplanes?
It really doesn't have to come to that absurd conclusion. You might see trade barriers. We already see California has stricter trade standards on some chemicals and things than the rest of the states. So there might actually be a borderline with California where you'd have to stop and bring your goods across. I think you'd probably see states come to an agreement. Iowa could band together with other states in the Midwest, they could get access to the Great Lakes, and then they could trade with New England and Ontario
sure.
and all that.
But here's where I'm going with this, Nick, is taking it from ideology to how do you actually sell this to the man on the street? Because I don't think our federal government as is a viable entity for another 50 years. I think that we would be much better off,
Well, you just have to sell that.
But how do you convince somebody?
You're talking about convincing somebody that loves the federal government. Didn't you just answer my question earlier by saying that the
people
you've talked to don't want the feds?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what do you need to convince them of?
Well, what was just spoken of earlier? I mean, there are some advantages that a person in Iowa is going to have by having this sort of united confederation.
Myopic to believe that that as Nick suggested, that people wouldn't be able to work these things out on their own without having some overarching
right.
central authority.
Sure, they would, but before that breakup happens, I think to get people on board, you would have to spell this stuff out. You would have to address these issues beforehand.
The key thing, I think, is to point out that, when you point out the kind of debt that this country's taking on, and you point out how it's similar to the course that the Soviets and many other failed empires have taken, you can pretty much, you know, a well-educated person, somebody that's logical, is going to say, okay, what we're doing now is not sustainable. So we're going to see that, you know, the union in its current form at some point, probably, you know, in 50 years, certainly, I think it's a good chance that the union is going to go away as we know it. So doesn't it make more sense to peacefully let states and regions leave the country and do their own thing, just cast off the federal government and sort out those problems in a peaceful and orderly way while they have time to think about it? Because I would say, sure, there are going to be some problems. You know, there are clearly advantages, not as many taxes, not as an aggressive foreign policy, that sort of thing. And, yeah, there's going to be some problems, but wouldn't it make more sense to deal with those problems now at a time when our dollar hasn't been crashed to zero, at a time when, you know, we aren't in even more wars than we are already? Wouldn't it be better to get out while we're still ahead is kind of the tact I would take with it?
My answer to this
is a great question, by the way.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
This discussion because we do need to figure out how to communicate this.
My answer to this is I haven't talked to anybody who has thought that it's – I haven't talked to very many people that I've been able to convince of the idea of secession. I've only talked to people that say either, yes, I'm for that, usually Southern people who are still pissed about a war that ended 150 years ago, or – people that say it'll never happen.
There's
of
actually
course,
not necessarily more
people,
support for secession in the South, by the way. They did polls, and it's pretty consistent,
true.
Just to make that point.
Absolutely true. However,
is it 20% that were pretty in favor?
It's like 20%. It's a little bit higher in the
nationwide,
South. 25% in the South.
So you're, you know, more or less, I haven't had a lot of luck with it, and I think that what we're going to end up doing is we will end up breaking up when the union itself has some kind of problem.
But wait, your two responses were, I'm in favor of it, or I don't think it'll ever happen. Thinking it'll never happen doesn't mean they aren't in favor of it. So
can I add something here?
My
suspicion is when you look at the economic policies of the incoming administration and the gargantuan numbers that they're talking about that really are going to turn our economy into something that people don't recognize anymore. I suspect that over the next 3 or 4 years, a far larger percentage of people are going to start looking at things like recession and having more local currencies and things like this a lot more favorably than they do right now. I think over the course of the next 4 or 5 years, there's going to be a tremendous shift in popular opinion sort of in your direction. My question is, how do you sort of alleviate some of the concerns that a person like me would have? And how do you pose this as a feasible idea to the general public?
So your concern is what, that Utah's going to put up a bunch of fences and keep all the trade routes blocked going that go through their state? I mean, what is
do
a legitimate
Utah
concern?
And I
yeah,
are
I mean, you say that a bit mockingly, but that's actually not an entirely unreasonable concern that I have.
Nope, it's not unreasonable.
As it stands now, I mean, there is absolutely nothing that, you know, the system of bringing my commodities down to the Gulf or over to the East Coast and shipping them off to whoever needs them is a completely seamless system. The federal government works for me in that regard.
No, they don't. They actually work against you. The federal government has incredible amount of regulations imposed upon the professional drivers that drive cross-country state to state, and that increases the cost of every good that hits the marketplace.
That's true, but the people on the other end pay for that. I don't. The point being is
you pay for it when you go to the grocery store. You pay for it when you buy anything at any discount retailer. You pay for it any time you purchase a product in this country. You pay for federal government regulation.
I don't think there's a state out there except for Maine that has simply one other state to deal with. And Maine can ship things through New Brunswick. So
they have 1,300 miles of coastline.
Right. And there's these built-in competitions that didn't exist quite as much when transportation was tighter. You know, it was a lot harder to drive your corn to market with two oxen, you know, in the 1700s when the Articles of Confederation were in place than currently, you know, with today. I think that you'd look at the Mississippi River and all the major rivers out there. If there was a problem, you would still have treaties between the states that say that rivers can be used by people of different states and the things like that.
Treaties comes a centralized enforcement mechanism.
Well, no, I think
when you
that
look at,
states
when,
can independently
there
even
were
if
treaties
independent,
before centralized enforcement.
Even if you have independent states, it still benefits all of them to set up a system where they trade with each other freely. And I think you'd see that without like a central authority.
Yeah, well, let's come back to this. Hang on, Steve. We're going to bring it back here because it's an important discussion, and we'll want to continue it here in a moment. 800-259-9231 if you'd like to add in your thoughts as to how best to communicate the ideas of secession. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the website, so enjoy them all, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're free for you at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to get involved with young liberty lovers from across the country? Join BureauCrash. Help us fight statism in all its forms at bureaucrash.com. Also, be sure to check out our pro-freedom t-shirts and other swag at the Contraband store so that you can quite literally wear your beliefs on your sleeve. That's bureaucrash.com.
800-259-9231. We go back to Steve in Iowa. Steve had called in to ask the question about, well, how do we best communicate the idea of secession to the average Joe on the street? Of course, the first point I made was, well, have you ever asked anybody about it? You said yes, and that you've gotten a pretty warm response to the idea, so I think that's a good thing. Now you're just kind of talking about the details, like, well, what'll happen if, you know, some state goes crazy and builds a bunch of borders and it wants to charge people tariffs in order to cross through its boundaries. And I know you wanted to go on, Steve, so I want to get to your whatever your next question is or your next point. But so, you know, kind of the question of, well, what if these states go crazy and decide to just sort of lock themselves down? Well, of course, it'll be to their economic detriment. And because there are states that are surrounding one another, there will be some sort of competition effect to where one state that's put up a border and is extracting tariffs from people when they're trying to get their goods through, they're only going to be able to extract so much and demand so much, because otherwise, once that cost becomes too high, those shipping companies are just going to ship around, or they're going to put it on an airplane and ship over, or they're going to, the market is going to only put up with so much of that. And of course, as I pointed out, it'll be to their economic detriment to close themselves down like that. But that's a possibility. I mean, who knows what the way things are going to break up, how things are going to play out, what sort of governments that will result in, because, I mean, there'll be no more controls over those state governments beyond their own constitutions, and we all know that that doesn't do very much. So are crazy things possible? Yes. Are they likely? Are they probable? I would say no, because people like the standard of living they have today, and if anything, if they understand that reducing centralization is a good thing, I would hope that they wouldn't want to apply that on a local level or on a state level.
Well, I'm mainly concerned with, as you pointed out, how do you sell this to the man on the street who could point to, you know, centralization and the 10th Amendment, which makes sure that there is none of these crazy interstate barriers. What you're talking about is being crazy. I'm not so sure it's entirely crazy. I mean, not having access to an ocean is actually, you know, a serious political liability. And as one of you guys pointed out, I forget who it was, nations that are landlocked, they run into a lot of problems. So a state like Louisiana or Texas that a farmer in Iowa may have to deal with in order to get their goods, you know, onto a larger market, they may very well have to pay a political price to that. They may have to sell their commodities at a lower price in order to those particular states in order to get them to the sea. And you see that type of stuff all around the world.
I see what you're saying, but the examples that are being used here, Iowa isn't landlocked. Iowa has the Mississippi River running right alongside, so
okay.
A good quarter of it, you know, quarter of its border is you know, water. Now,
sure.
One can start to look at places like Nebraska, which does have, is it the Snake River that goes from Nebraska to, I don't, can't remember.
No, the Nebraska's actually, by your logic, not landlocked either. The Missouri River, the Sioux River is going to run right
Missouri
through
River?
As well.
Okay.
But I mean, historically,
Colorado.
You know, great nations have been built by controlling access to, you know, miles of rivers. That's how Rome developed. That doesn't really make me feel a whole lot less landlocked.
Yeah.
Then you're talking about treaties between countries. Essentially, you would have these states be countries. Mm-hmm. Treaties between countries, as far as who gets to travel through what where, and treaties are long-standing been between nations, and they've worked rather well. I understand that the Mississippi River runs exclusively through Louisiana at some point, but you know, they're Louisiana, if they want to get corn and they want to get other products from other states, then they're going to have to play ball a little bit.
Sure, but they can extract the price.
But they're not the only place with access
right.
to water.
And the fact is, I understand
that's true,
but Iowa, having the wonderful soil that it does, can simply grow corn better than they can in New Hampshire.
Right.
You can grow that much more corn. Even if there's a price, a premium on the corn, it's still going to be cheaper in some cases than locally grown corn. So therefore, it's going to compete better.
But in order to get access, let's say, to the Atlantic Ocean via New Hampshire might want to, you know, extract a cost. They might want Iowans to sell corn to them at half price or something along those lines.
They might, but you do have that competition mechanism, and there's just so many states with access to the sea. I mean, you can make the same argument. How does Pennsylvania get ocean access? Well, the people in New Jersey have enough, you know, they're close enough to the people in Pennsylvania. I'm sure they have familial ties.
Sure.
I mean, they essentially have a shared sense of culture. They have the same language.
Right.
I don't think you would see as much of the political gamesmanship as you do in, say,
Ukraine and Russia.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, those are two countries that have a history of going to war with each other. They're different languages, different ethnicities. People,
right.
You know, there's animosity
issue
there.
The ethnicity issue is huge because around the world, that's basically what you have. However, in the United States, you don't have that because we're so, mingled that we, as far as common heritage goes, basically everybody who would be in these separate 50 countries, except for some, Native Americans.
And we're presuming a total 50 country situation. It could be
right.
10 countries.
Right, absolutely. It could break off in pieces.
You could have states splitting in two.
That's possible.
Well, I think that's going to be harder.
It may be.
Well, because the state governments won't want to give up their power on
that's
that
true.
One.
The simple fact that the federal government went away doesn't mean that the state governments will. And
but let's presume that a lot of this paranoid stuff is going to happen. Let's presume that for whatever reason, all of the water-borne states managed to create a cabal and increase tariffs on the internal states. Let's just presume for a moment that it could actually happen. And I don't believe it's even possible. But let's presume that it could happen. What is the actual cost of the, what's the aggregate cost of that going to be compared to the cost of how many trillion dollar federal government? I mean, what are we talking about here? The federal government is so incredible, such an incredibly large behemoth. It sucks off so much wealth from the productive economy. How much could the tariffs really be in comparison to that?
I'm sold on that point, and that's why I'm really on your guys' side. And I don't want to take up all your time tonight, but the point that I was trying to make is that in order to sell this to the guy in the street, these are the kind of things that they're going to want to know. These are the kind of concerns that they're going to have, and these are the kind of things that I think you guys are going to have to address. So I guess that's really the main
point
that I wanted to
make. Good point, Steve, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion here.
Yeah, I think the issue is you just have to look. It's a cost-benefit. I mean, are there going to be problems, trading problems and things like that, if you had 50 separate countries instead of 50 states? Sure. I'm sure they'd be worse at the beginning, too. I'm sure. It would sort itself out. And I think...
You better believe it.
I think in the aggregate, I mean, when you look at it, to me it seems like it would be a better situation for everybody involved, except for maybe
except for the
few rich and powerful in Washington, for everybody involved, if we had those few problems instead of the numerous problems we have with the federal system we have today. It's
Absolutely.
A broken system already.
It seems like an easy choice, and I think that's why it could be a pretty popular one. If we can start to popularize these ideas, the idea of secession, people need to be talking about it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Also want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum is the website to go and get more information about this amazing networking opportunity. There are going to be hundreds of people, all of whom love freedom. I mean, to various different levels. Some of them are minarchists. Some of them are probably considering themselves anarchists or free marketeers, voluntarists. But basically, the one common element among them is they all believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And they're all getting together to talk about, to talk with one another about the issues, have panel discussions, have key speakers like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane, Dr. Mary Ruart, David Nolan, the founder of the Libertarian Party. Richard Heller is going to be there from the Heller versus DC gun case. Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. And New York State's Teacher of the Year, John Taylor Gatto, a man who has joined the side of good and is now speaking out against the government indoctrination system. So there's so much to see here, and this is just scratching the surface of the amount of speakers they're going to be having. They're going to be announcing more speakers coming up because there's still a few more months left before this event actually occurs. It's happening in early March, March 5th through the 8th. It's the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. You've heard us talk about activism here in New Hampshire. This is a great opportunity to come up and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people that actually feel and believe the same things, many of the same things that you do. It's an amazing experience, and I highly recommend that you come and join us, because we're going to be there broadcasting Free Talk Live for the entire occasion. And we look forward to seeing you as well. Again, lots of stuff going on during the hours. The schedule has not yet been announced. You can bet that once the schedule is announced, the prices are going to go up. So if you want to get in on this, it was great the last 2 years we've been. This is going to be the third year coming up. So I'm expecting to be as good coming up here in 2009. We recommend it. Hope to see you there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information, to get signed up, and use our discount code to save yourself an extra 10%. Whether you buy now or later, you'll save 10% with this code, 2009FTL. It's 2009FTL. So come join us for the Free State Project Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue with your phone calls, Ken is on the line in Colorado. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm about a week behind in the podcast, and you guys were talking about licensing and the so-called black market. And you said something on the air that kind of made me say to myself, ooh, God, that hurt.
Oh.
And I'm talking about libertarian diction here. And I know sometimes it's really hard. You're in the middle of a stream of thought, and you come across a word, you know, you come across some terminology that you've never really concentrated on from a libertarian standpoint before, and the term that came out was legitimate market, and that was in terms of the government-sanctioned market. And I would like people, if you can, to think about that a little bit, to think about the term black market and how that sounds, and the term legitimate and how that sounds. And, you know, of course, the government doesn't really have anything to do with legitimacy. So I would like to consider the terminology of government sanctioned or government forbidden in terms of the market. Because, you know, I hate to hear the words legitimate coming out when you're talking about government. You know what I mean?
Well, the term legitimate does have to do with law. It's according to law. Lawful is the definition of legitimate.
Legal.
So, you know,
it's
certainly
what people think when you say legitimate.
Okay.
People think good and right.
That's true. I mean, you could just say the legal market and the illicit market, because illicit does imply prohibited.
Yeah.
Of course, illicit, doesn't illicit sort of suggest naughtiness?
Well, it's prohibited by the government. I mean, illicit to me is, it invokes the law. Like, if it's an illicit drug,
it's not legally permitted or authorized, unlicensed, unlawful.
Right, but it doesn't mean bad. It just means unlawful, right?
This is true.
I think that's a good point. Prohibited is another good idea.
But yeah, also, second definition is disapproved of or not permitted for moral or ethical reasons.
I think there's plenty of stuff that's in the black market that would fit that description.
There is some overlap. I mean, I guess you could say the legal and illegal market. But
look, if heroin's legal, that doesn't mean I approve of it.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from, and you make a good point. So instead of legitimate market, you're saying legal market would be a better term.
Right. This is something we all struggle with from day to day. We always run across these terms that we've been programmed to use.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just that the use of legitimate really seems to hurt. You know, it really grinds to me.
No, I appreciate the suggestion, and always looking to communicate better. So thank you for that. Any other thoughts?
No, that's all.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. You know, let's talk here. Since we've been talking about the secession concept, Nick, you had a related story, I mean, not really directly related to the idea of secession, but to the idea of states' rights, to the idea of states being more independent from the federal government. Apparently, there's some sort of court decision that's come down that is suggesting or telling the state government people that they're no longer allowed to arrest for federal crimes?
Well,
am I understanding correctly?
Sort of, and I'm a little bit confused on the way this particular article reads and the conclusions that they draw from it, but this is from Americans for Safe Access, meaning for safe access to medical marijuana.
Got it.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to review a landmark decision today, this is dated December 1st, in which California state courts found that its medical marijuana law was not preempted by federal law. So the state ruling found that the federal law did not preempt their state legalization or decriminalization.
It's a good ruling. It's very states, pro-states' rights. I mean, if you believe states can have rights.
In my opinion, it's the correct ruling constitutionally and morally and all that.
Yes.
Well, the state appellate court decision from November 2007 ruled that it's not the job of local police to enforce the federal drug laws. The case involved Felix Ka, a medical marijuana patient from Garden Grove, and it was a result of a wrongful seizure of marijuana by local police in June 2005. Obviously, the wheels of justice turn slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Medical marijuana advocates hailed today's decision as a huge victory in clarifying law enforcement's obligation to uphold state law. Advocates assert that better adherence to state medical marijuana laws by local police will result in fewer needless arrests and seizures. In turn, this will allow for better implementation of medical marijuana laws, not only in California, but in all states that have adopted such laws. So what they seem to be saying is this state ruling in California means that local police and state police all over the country don't have to enforce the federal laws.
That doesn't mean they are ordered to stop enforcing. It just means they don't have
to. I mean, the Supreme Court doesn't say that they don't have a standing to. In California, certainly, this holds weight. And what it does is it sets a precedent. So while each different state has its own courts and could probably hear a case on this, it seems to me that they're going to look at what California said. The Supreme Court didn't overturn this decision, so essentially
they didn't want to hear it. Right.
They didn't want to hear it.
Which means it stands.
Yeah, right. It stands.
So it is basically you will not have your state and local police enforcing federal drug laws. So if your state decriminalizes a drug,
You may not.
Right. It was incorrect. It's an improper arrest. So what you're looking at is essentially local police. If marijuana was made legal by the state of Rhode Island tomorrow, Rhode Island police should not be enforcing the federal drug laws. It would be de facto legal unless you happen to bump
should
into a
should not or could not. I'm clear here.
Ruled the exact wording is that medical marijuana law was not preempted. The ruling was that state marijuana law is not preempted by federal law.
And so whatever the state law is the prime law in regards to the drug.
As far as the local police and the state police are concerned, yes.
And this isn't just marijuana. This is
all drugs.
All drugs, all laws, period? I mean, it's essentially
the court said it's not the job of the local police to enforce the federal drug laws. That's the wording from the ruling. So.
Good news. Always nice to hear a little bit of good news out there. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have just enough time for your call if you make it now. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy.
Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, GCN listeners. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your votes. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us because the longer we're at the number one spot at Podcast Alley, the more people are going to come across this program. And so your votes make that happen, and you only need to do it once a month. So if you haven't done it yet this month of December, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. As we continue some of the interesting stories that happen to be in and around the news, Mark, you've got something about a chocolate arrest. Is this for real?
Yeah, well, yes, it is. This is from the Organic Consumers and Companies Are Harassed by Drug Agents and Police is the title here, and it's from Mercola.com. When Canadian citizens Nadine Artemis and Ron Obadiah, sound like hippie organic type or something, took a family vacation, it ended with them being led through Toronto's airport in handcuffs, locked up and separated from their baby. Baby.
Oh, my.
They took the baby away. Police told them that they could be facing years in prison for exporting narcotics.
Huh?
2.5 pounds of material found in their carry-on bags had tested positive for hashish, but they didn't have drugs. They had chocolate. So far, the company...
Hash?
Chocolate.
Organic. With hash inside.
Organic chocolate.
But it tested positive for hash.
That's correct.
I'm confused.
Well, that's because it tests
sucked. Okay, gotcha.
But these are the same tests all over.
Huh.
And it's not regular chocolate. It has something to do with it being organic from what I can tell.
I see.
So far, a couple's legal bills have topped $20,000.
Oh, you can afford that, right?
I don't think anybody can.
No, I can't.
Especially, you wouldn't be expecting this. They were just going for a organic show or something.
Wow.
The couple was caught up in what civil libertarians say is a growing problem, the use of unreliable field drug test kits as the basis to arrest innocent people on illegal drug charges.
Mm.
The kits, which are used by most every police department in the U.S. and by federal agents and customs at the national borders, use powerful acids that react with the substance in a plastic pouch. If the liquid turns a certain color, it's considered a positive result. A positive result generally leads to arrest. But a number of legal products and plants test positive.
Oh, boy.
Chocolate for hashish. Rosemary.
That's crazy.
Rosemary for marijuana. Natural soaps for the date rape drug GHB. With the growth of organic and natural foods and products, experts say arrests are likely to increase.
Mm.
So, yeah. You see a problem here? People getting arrested for chocolate. And the thing is, you wonder how many people have sort of pled out because they thought that maybe they had some, you know, like maybe they had some marijuana left even though they thought they removed it or whatever.
Who knows?
Or maybe,
they're just frightened?
Maybe the chocolate did have hash in it and I didn't know when I bought it. Who knows what the reasons are that people would plead out. The fact is, people plead out to crimes they didn't commit. I know.
Because they're scared.
Because I did it.
They're scared of what might happen. They're scared of the possibility of being found guilty, even though they know they're innocent, just because the system is so corrupt and so dangerous. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, and people have a faith in technology that's sometimes misplaced. They say, well, the test is, you know, the manufacturer will say, well, the test is 99.99% accurate.
Right. How do you beat that? How do you convince the judge you're the 0.1?
Right. I mean, they can...
Or 0.1.
Well, and the company can misrepresent things, too. I mean, they might be talking about, when you're testing against marijuana and something that tests negative, you'll get a correct result 99.9% of the time. But if you're testing marijuana against rosemary, you might only be right half the time.
Or when it's really old. What if the testing agent is a little out of date and it's just not accurate as it used to be? I mean, this is some of the things that can happen. I know that is the case with some of the ecstasy testing kits, which I found out later on, that apparently they don't always last for a very long time. So who knows how long. I mean, these governments are not very good at doing their job, so there's a good chance that the government bureaucrats have just left the testing kits on the shelves without ever changing them out appropriately. That could be a possibility as well. I mean, besides the fact that clearly they already know that there are certain things that will test positive
They
aren't.
It's kind of interesting here because one could do a certain amount of civil disobedience by carrying rosemary around with them at all times.
I suppose.
Likely police officers will have these field test kits with them.
I don't know about that. This was an airport, wasn't it?
This was an airport, but this is...
I don't think most cops have field testing kits.
If they're a smart cop, they're going to smell what's in the bag, and if they know their stuff, they're going to know the difference between rosemary and marijuana.
They should have been taught what marijuana smells like at their...
That's a tough thing. You know, smells like a plant, particularly pungent plant.
Marijuana smells like marijuana. It doesn't smell like rosemary.
I think that people could make a mistake on that.
This is a good question, though. Do cops actually carry around testing kits?
That's why they're called field tests, man. They're not called airport tests. They're called field tests.
I see.
I'm sure if they're going to bring you back to the station, they have one at the station. So
that's probably
I would
true.
Think they're going to do the test, whether it's on the spot or whether they take you downtown to do a test like a blood test for alcohol. Either way, I think you're going to see this technology being used more.
Even as people who are completely innocent are put behind bars for it. And you said they're facing some significant time in prison over this.
Well, they sort of were. I mean, basically, they've managed to defeat it. It's
after spending $20,000.
$20,000. They've topped $20,000.
Are they going to get that money back?
No.
Is the state going to pay out on this? Are they going to get their time back too?
Well,
how about that?
Let's not forget that they attempted to. Apparently, this. The story goes on later.
They were coming from Canada, weren't they?
That's correct.
Is this $20,000 American dollars or $20,000 US? I always wonder if they do the math.
Canadian.
I've got a little more on this story here. As for Nadine and Ron here, just 2 weeks shy of being cleared of their drug charges, the couple, who are the founders of Living Libations, a company that makes organic and natural food and beauty products in Ontario, were charged with drug possession again.
Oh, no.
This time while crossing the border into Lewiston, New York on their way to a natural health festival.
What
despite
now?
Despite the fact that they were traveling with a lawyer. Same stuff. Same tests.
The same? They got it for the chocolate again?
Yes. Because these field tests test positive for chocolate. Organic chocolate.
The officers probably don't know this. I mean, they're told if it comes back positive, you arrest them. And
I'm blown away they even bothered to come back. I mean, you would think that after having that experience.
The first time it was the Canadian police in the Toronto airport.
Oh, I missed that point. I'm sorry. I thought it was the U.S. guys.
Nope. Canadian police first, and then the Toronto U.S. the next time.
That is
traveling
nuts.
With a lawyer. They were traveling with a lawyer.
And they still got arrested.
It's crazy.
Did the lawyer get arrested, too?
I don't know.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Amazing.
It's got to be difficult, too, when you're in somewhere where you're making these natural food and natural cleansing products. You're in somewhere like Ontario. I'm sure they have a huge market for their products. I'm guessing, since they're going to trade shows in the U.S., they probably have a big market in the U.S., whether it's New York State or wherever, or in Europe. It sounds like they travel.
New Age.
Right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
it sounds
like they travel a lot for their business. They're exposing themselves to a ridiculous amount of risk. I mean, if they've been busted twice already for this, I can only imagine that if security gets tighter and they continue to travel and trying to do their business, it's going to happen again, maybe more frequently.
Well, Alan Miller of Forensic Science, the makers of the narco pouch, says the tests are designed to find families of chemical compounds and are not meant to be definitive. Any arrest should be the result of good investigative police work.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Apparently that didn't happen.
Oh, well, there you have it. Still more madness, and it just keeps getting worse. So one of the other reasons we need to secede sooner rather than later. Hey, here's a quick update or a quick thought on the Somalian piracy situation. We actually haven't discussed this yet on Free Talk Live, but yet it's been getting a lot of press in the news. And so I spotted a quick little blurb over at the Lou Rockwell blog kind of explaining what the real story is, and here's what they have to say. The piracy case, according to Felix Moreno, in Somalia is a perfect example of victim disarmament at sea. Most merchant ships are forbidden by their country's laws from having weapons on board, a ban which is enforced by rigorous inspections, which leaves a 20,000-ton ship worth hundreds of millions of dollars vulnerable to a pirate dinghy with a crew of five armed with AKs and RPGs worth no more than a few $100. So do we allow owners to spend a few $1,000s on weapons and private security on board? God forbid. No, much better to send a carrier group or just nuke the high seas. At present, the war navies of India, Russia, Britain, the U.S., Malaysia, and a NATO task force are in the Gulf of Aden playing cat and mouse with a few Somali pirates, and an EU fleet is on its way. This was written a few days back. But
I agree that this makes no sense at all. These merchants should be responsible for their own well-being.
But they're not allowed to be.
And be allowed to be responsible for their own well-being.
Certainly, if they were allowed to carry weapons on these enormous oil tankers, you would see security there. And they'd be able to handle the problem much more effectively than these naval fleets.
Right. Has the naval fleet actually done anything yet?
I don't know that they've caught anyone.
Right. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything tomorrow night, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!